got some graphs that are pretty cool that really tell the picture. We were flat for 15 years prior when they were measuring this. And actually, when you say flat, I mean, we had no increase. So we were really losing ground against inflation was what was happening. But you can see directly on the graphs, here's where we started marketing the area. And now here's where we started getting these gains of over $2 million in increased visitor spending in our area every year following that beginning of that marketing, which is nowhere near that kind of expenditure. You know, our expenditure in streaming advertising every year is literally around about $30,000 a year max. But we're seeing that result of over $2 million increase every year in spending. That directly relates to county sales tax income, not to mention our businesses.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in today, Marty.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You bet. Director of Greater Richland Area Tourism, Marty Richards, on today's morning show.
Certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed, five others wounded in a mass shooting at an Ohio factory that makes cosmetics. Police have a suspect in mind, but not in custody. Joshua Sober lives in New Albany, where it happened.
It's really scary, to be honest with you. The fact that something to this scale and to this level of urgency can happen right down the street is crazy. To be honest with you, it makes me feel a little bit unsafe.
In Sweden, still no motive for the mass shooting that left 11 people dead, including, it's believed, the gunman. President Trump saying in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, remove everyone living there, and open it up to private development. Trump says right now,
virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and very precarious.
Officials say all 67 bodies have now been removed from the Potomac River following last week's plane helicopter mid-air collision. This is ABC News. In the wake of the Los Angeles wildfires, President Trump criticized water issues around L.A. A recent executive order released billions of gallons of water from two Central Valley reservoirs. But now a lot of farmers say that means they won't have enough water to irrigate their farms. Peter Gleick is a scientist at the Pacific Institute.
This is the time of year when we're trying to store water in our reservoirs for the very hot, dry summer that looks like is coming.
More money is on the way to help victims of the wildfires, too. The Grammys and two benefit concerts have raised $125 million. With the Super Bowl around the corner and just over a month after the deadly New Year's Day attack, security is stepping up in New Orleans. Eric DeLon is the federal coordinator for Super Bowl 59 and says visitors will see a lot of police.
We don't want them to be intimidated by that. We just want them to know that we're invested in their safety and security and their peace of mind.
Security will be even tighter than usual at the game. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family
comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
8 degrees at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Weather details coming up here as we keep an eye on some possible winter-like weather in the next few days. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 30 degrees with scattered flurries possible, which could turn into light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon and evening. 24 tonight. Tomorrow, clouds mixing with sunshine by midday and 35. 28 Friday. And then Saturday, a little iffy. Snow likely from late morning through late evening. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation expected. Heaviest to the north of us. Looks like a high of 27 Saturday, 23 on Sunday. Southwest winds have picked up a little bit between 4 and 5 miles per hour. We are up 1 from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 8 degrees at WRCO and WRCE.
proud to be from God's country.
Shelton, WRCO Radio, was looking over some of the oddities for people betting for the Super Bowl or things going on during the Super Bowl, including national anthem length. We've heard that one before. The final note length, over-under set at 3.5 seconds. And the kickoff temperature as well. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, the big one this week has been whether Travis Kelce will be proposing to Taylor Swift. Yeah, I don't think so. But there you could bet on that if you want. This one, too. What color Gatorade will be poured on the coach? Well, I don't know. I've never noticed that. I thought it was all either orange or green. But the winning Gatorade color right now, people are betting on purple. Purple Gatorade to be dumped on the coach. I don't know. That seems like a long shot there.
Big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child. They got a lint of blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in for my country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
lines, yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I want to do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get it loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on. In the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Oh, country girl, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite.
Dirt Band on WRCO Radio doing a Fishing in the Dark. Hank Bray is, he'll be in just a little bit. although he's enamored by the garbage truck. So we'll see whether he's he's waving. Yep. Anyway, we'll be back with some notes on today and birthdays and anniversaries as well.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, brother?
You're looking for your bell, aren't you?
Yeah, what, did you hide it?
No, I would never hide your bell.
Hold on a second here. Oh, there it is. Too much stuff to keep track of in here.
That's like an anti-Hank bell, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Rawhide.
Yeah, there we go.
See,
thank
that
you.
Thing it works.
It does work.
Should have had that about a year ago. How was your evening last night, young man?
Good, good. Good, good basketball game, and had lots of fun doing that one. And the last couple of nights we've had good games.
Mm-hmm.
Good competitive all the way.
So. Yep.
Yep.
That
about
Barneville
you?
Team puts us, you look at that Barneville girls team, you put a star by that team.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're pretty good.
They beat Dodgeville last night.
And beat River Valley the night before.
So they've beaten two Southwest Conference teams.
Yeah, so they're a small school, but mm-hmm. Put a star around them girls.
They're always good, but yeah, look out for them in the tournament. There's always
and their coach is at Jim Meyer. Is
uh-huh.
that, he come back out of retirement to nice coach. So
yeah, you bet. You were cheating the kids last night.
Yeah, I was
Seneca.
No, I was in Wazika.
Wazika.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just say that, it just rolls right off your tongue that I was cheating the kids.
Yeah.
So what are you doing tonight? Anything
tonight,
fun?
A little R&R, maybe.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
Could use a little bit of rest, and so could the listeners. So mm-hmm. there you go.
Yeah, we're all praying for that.
Yeah.
And, last night I was home very early.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I think I had just started my second half.
Yeah,
or something like
I sent you a message that said,
I saw
hey,
that.
Yeah,
rub it in.
I'm just saying.
I have no quote. My game started pretty decent time last night. So
it just ran and ran. Those kids just ran up and down the floor. Didn't they?
Did. Yeah, like that. But
I mean, it made me tired listening.
Yeah, but all the I always figure the varsity game should start by 7:30.
I think they should start by 7.
Well, I do too. But I'm saying under the current schedule, that's when it should start.
Yeah.
And I'm all for reducing JV halves.
Not
the halves. I mean, cutting it down from what is it?
16. They should go to 14.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, it is. It's just some of the. It's just crazy.
But
whatever.
That's not my decision.
Well,
so yeah,
not mine either.
Big decisions coming up for the WIA too. There's big news about the football playoffs, and the proposing that. Maybe they're going to go by the strength of schedule more than they are number of wins. So, for instance, from what I read anyway, like let's say your team only has 2 wins, but they came against teams that are playoff teams mm-hmm. or first place teams. Even though you only had 2 wins, you might go to the playoffs before a team with 4 wins. So I think I could get kind of...
I don't like that.
I could get kind of confusing, I think. But
look at Lancaster. I had to take Lancaster. They play in the SWAL or the SWSW.
Yep.
And then don't they drop a division?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me if they have 4 wins over those teams and don't get in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that's not right.
Strength of schedule.
I don't like it.
They just need to go back to everybody makes the playoffs and be done with it. Really.
You know? I think that would add 2 weeks though.
Well, you'd do one less week of the regular season,
Yeah, they already only have 8 games, though.
They have 9.
Well, they need to at least have 9 games. That's how I feel.
Well, you would if everybody made the playoffs. You'd go 8 regular season, and the first round of the playoffs would be 9, mm-hmm. and be done with it.
Yeah, basketball would actually make the playoffs for the first time.
Everybody would.
Yeah, everybody in.
Okay. That's the Phil proposal. But people are betting on everything in the Super Bowl, the color of the Gatorade and all that stuff. So I wonder if people bet on, when Hank's going to mispronounce Beethoven or something like
that. Well,
Beethoven
is where I don't...
bet on that.
Yeah, we bet on that, yeah. I got some Factor Hanko today.
Yeah, I figured you did. What's going on?
Well, did you know, Phil, I'm going to read these questions like it's a question, and you have to figure it out if they're Hanko or truth.
All right.
Did you know the most expensive knife, Phil, was sold for, let's just say, $1.2 million?
I think that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. A knife without a point is pointless, Phil.
Oh, good point.
Hey, did you know that giraffe tongues are black?
I think I've seen a giraffe tongue
before. Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, that's true.
At the zoo.
Yeah, uh-huh. At the zoo. Uh-huh. Yeah. You were there seeing your cousins.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Yep. Primate cage.
Yeah. More of the world has access to free Wi-Fi than clean water.
I think that's true.
It is true. It's so sad, true.
It is.
Yeah.
What would you do without Wi-Fi?
What would you do if you don't have a phone or a computer with Wi-Fi?
Well, true.
I got good Wi-Fi. I have no water. But I got great Wi-Fi.
Right.
I need to call advanced well.
You need water to live.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But some need a phone to live.
That's true. That's very
right?
true. Yeah. Call Shelly and Larry. They can get you water.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Squirrel is one of the longest syllable word in the English language.
Squirrel. One syllable.
One syllable word.
Squirrel. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Squirrel. Anytime you say squirrel at my house, Clementine goes crazy.
Oh, boy, I bet.
Yeah. Squirrel!
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, we don't even need to say that. We know that you're, looking elsewhere.
Squirrel.
Like, we're talking about Hank. Hank, we need to talk, and all of a sudden, you know, you're looking
squirrel.
Out the window.
Squirrel. What?
Anyway, what
let's
else?
Let's see here. Did you in Florida, Philip, would you believe me if I told you they actually have a falling iguana alert?
That could be bad. I think it's true.
It is true. And it only happens when it gets below freezing. The actual iguanas fall out of trees. I had to research it.
That's got
to
stink. Really? Oh, man.
Florida is the only place where alligators and crocodiles live in harmony, Phil.
I think that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Is it true?
Yes.
True. Wow. I did not know that. Learn something every day from you, and that's scary.
Yeah. You know, Phil, humans shed about 600,000 particles of skin every hour.
I think you've had that one before.
Over a lifetime, you lose about 40 pounds. Is that true?
I think it's true.
It is. I wish I could lose that right now.
Lose the excess skin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A 9-year-old girl with no flight experience, stole a small twin-engine plane, crashing it over her elementary school grounds. Why? Apparently, she hated school.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No, I think that's Hanko.
You think I would actually tell you something that's not true?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a bunch of Hanko.
I was going to say.
It's just a flight of fantasy is what it was.
Oh, Hank.
Well, Philip, during the America's Deadly Spanish Flu pandemic in the 1918 to 1919, people were instructed to wear a mask. Failure to do so meant a fine, a jail sentence, or having their name appear in the paper as a mask slacker.
That is absolutely true.
How did you know that?
Because I remember reading about that when COVID first
hit. It is a bunch of fact. To get around the law, some people wore their masks but poked holes in them to smoke. Holy smokes, Philip.
Boy. All right.
The origin of the phrase winner, winner, chicken dinner is disputed. However, it is believed to be associated with the Las Vegas gambling scene and popularized by the 2008 film 21.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. The phrase acquired more fans than the video games player Unknown's Battleground, in which the plucky sole survivor is awarded with this fun phrase.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I figured it came out of Peerage.
Now all of our people listening out there, winner, winner, chicken dinner, it's done. I don't have any more Hanko or Facto.
Oh, that's it. You're all, that's
it's
it.
All done.
Huh. Well, that's too bad. But.
Yeah. Your chicken's up.
One chicken supreme. There you go. You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have a Marie calendar here that works here?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to eat her dinner.
Are you really? Yeah, Marie Callender.
Her name's on them.
It's not. That's actually not mine if there's one in there. So.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-uh. I don't think so. So it must have been somebody else.
Oh, there's a nice little dish of something in there.
Yeah, there probably is. Some homemade stuff.
Yeah, I'm wondering. And there's no name on it, so I'm assuming if I just...
Uh-huh.
Would people miss it?
Yeah, they might. But nonetheless, then you'd have to make a free run to the border for it or something.
Buddy, I hope
for
you
lunch.
Buddy, have a good day, and everybody be kind.
Have a good one.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some notes on today. In 1971, Apollo 14 astronauts Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell stepped into the surface of the moon, the first of two lunar excursions. Also, it was 2017 when Tom Brady led one of the greatest comebacks in NFL history, highlighted by a spectacular Julian Edelman catch that helped lift New England from a 25-point deficit against the Falcons to the Patriots' fifth Super Bowl victory, 34-28. First Super Bowl to end in overtime. Yeah, it was a tremendous game. And the whole second half, I kept saying, Atlanta, what are you doing? But to no avail. 2023, Beyonce won her 32nd Grammy to become the most decorated artist in the history of the award. 2 years ago today. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Morgan Elliott. A happy birthday to granddaughter Morgan, with lots of love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. To Isabella Tony, love you from Grandma Jean. To Ken Wancurl from the Durst Cousins, happy birthday today to Brian Faber from Diane and David. Greetings going out to Kylie Post, courtesy of residents and staff of Schmidtwithin Hills. To Patsy McCluskey from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Morgan Elliott. Also to Xavier Miles Lynch and Jim Merriweather. And happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions Club to Clifford Olson, to Taya Dobbs and Emmett Richardson, Steve Legal, and Morgan Elliott. All the best today on a Wednesday, the 5th of February.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Located in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
9 degrees at WRCO Studios today. It's 7:41 on a Wednesday morning.
Standing on a hilltop, looking back the way I've come. I see circumstance that shaped my life, why I am what I've become. I see places where I've struggled, I see troubles overcome. Times I've dined in luxury, times I didn't have a crumb. There was loneliness I wrestled with that I barely made it through. But life got a whole lot easier the day I fell in love with you. Without you.
Bruce Tesmer on WRCO Radio. Our news update is coming up next.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bollenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 7:45. News Time is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast calls for a high of 30 today. For the commute home, there could be some flurries that could turn into a little freezing drizzle late this afternoon and early evening. A low of 24 degrees for tonight. Tomorrow, 35 with blustery winds, but still a bit warmer. Right now, it is a very frigid 9 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. There continues a statewide Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl who is 3 months pregnant. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen on Sunday night at her home. She is believed to be with 40-year-old Gary F. Day, who is known to be the father of the unborn child. There is a no-contact order for Gary and Sophia. The Beaver Dam Police Department issued the Amber Alert Monday night. Sophia is a 16-year-old white female, 5'9", with brown hair and blue eyes. Gary is a 40-year-old white male, 5'7", with blonde hair and green eyes. They are likely driving a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse sedan with plate number BBR20L, issued in Arkansas. An updated Amber Alert report stated that the 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has utilized various license plates. This vehicle was seen on Monday morning in Wisconsin with Pennsylvania license plate number KGW5186. If you have any information, contact the Beaver Dam Police Department. A six-count indictment was unsealed Tuesday, charging a Viroqua man for allegedly selling firearms and related parts without a license to buyers in Saudi Arabia, shipping the prohibited items and then lying to federal inspectors about it. According to allegations in the indictment, Mark John Bushman, 60, conducted an illegal export conspiracy for more than 5 years, lasting from about February 2019 to about December of 2024. Bushman obtained firearms and firearm parts in the U.S. and advertised the items for sale on eBay and other online marketplace-style websites. When buyers in Saudi Arabia expressed interest in the items for sale, he agreed to sell and ship the items out of the country to them. Throughout the course of the conspiracy, Saudi Arabian-based buyers paid the defendant approximately $398,000. Court documents indicate that serial numbers from some of the firearms and firearm parts were removed before he shipped the items. The defendant then prepared the items further before shipping them by concealing the firearms and firearm parts inside of common household appliances and tools. Using a fake return address, the defendant shipped the items through the U.S. Postal Service to freight forwarders without declaring that the shipments contained firearms and firearms parts. On Tuesday morning at approximately 8:45, Bushman was taken into custody by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and federal agencies on Upper Newton Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Harmony.
Bushman is charged by indictment with conspiracy to smuggle goods from the United States, attempted smuggling of goods from the United States, transporting and shipping firearms with removed, obliterated, or altered serial numbers, mailing firearms as non-mailable prohibited items, unlawful dealing in firearms without a license, and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted on all counts, Bushman faces a penalty of 42 years in prison and fines up to $1.5 million. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office has been assisted with this investigation since early October 2024. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that on Monday morning at approximately 6:51, a male subject arrived in the lobby of the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center, stating there was a warrant for his arrest and he was there to turn himself in. Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, disorderly conduct, domestic, and an unspecified warrant. Connor was later released on bond. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Monday morning at approximately 11:26, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle crash involving a power pole on North Iowa Street in the city of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Alliant Energy was also dispatched to the scene, and northbound traffic was shut down for about 4 hours while the power pole was repaired. Two people were transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony charges. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley said sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying. He noted recent media reports that there are sheriffs that are not interested in complying with federal law. Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha, Shaw and Washera counties currently take part in a federal program to assist ICE in immigration enforcement actions. Dane and Milwaukee counties do not. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth said the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed criminal serious acts and that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police agencies. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he'll veto such legislation. Senator Tammy Baldwin says proposed tariffs with Canada, Mexico, and China could cripple Wisconsin farms.
The Wisconsin Democrat says any country hit with American tariffs isn't going to roll over.
Tariffs will likely be met with retaliatory tariffs. We know that we'll lose export markets. We know that we will have a lot of pain to endure.
Baldwin says any cost increase that manufacturers and businesses see in those tariffs will simply be passed on to consumers. On Monday, the Trump administration paused 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers announces plans to combat PFAS across the state. The Democratic governor says his budget proposal will include more than $145 million to address contamination across the state, including creating a community grant program to help municipalities eliminate PFAS from drinking water. The funds would also help private well owners sample and test their private wells through a new grant program. Evers also announced he is approving a new rulemaking effort to strengthen PFAS standards statewide. Evers' plans also include several new efforts to address childhood lead poisoning and ensure clean drinking water for all. Evers' full 2025 through 27 executive budget will be introduced later this month. Ithaca FFA member Ethan Berkram has been named the recipient of a Wisconsin FFA SAE grant. Ethan applied for the grant through his livestock SAE of beef cattle. Ethan is the treasurer of the Ithaca FFA chapter. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation provides funding to Wisconsin FFA members for supervised agricultural experiences, or SAE, to help start or expand projects. A limited number of grants of up to $1,000 each are available to current FFA members each year. A person rescued from a fire at a home on January 24th in La Crosse has died. The La Crosse Fire Department said the person was pulled from a mobile home fire on Rose Street, treated at the scene, and then taken to a hospital. Now the fire department is announcing that the person has passed away. The fire caused major damage to the home. The LCFD put out the fire quickly to avoid it spreading to nearby homes on January 24th. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Nearly a dozen loose and aggressive dogs bit people in Madison. Madison police had to use pepper spray on the 10 aggressive dogs when they got on scene at a Quick Trip on the city's Far East Side Monday night. Police say 8 people had been bitten by the dogs, including a police sergeant and a firefighter. A woman at the scene who was responsible for the dogs was given 15 municipal citations. A criminal charge is also being referred to the DA's office. The dogs were taken to Dane County's Humane Society. Your face could be your ticket into American Family Field this coming baseball season. Ted Aylin has more.
The Milwaukee Brewers will conduct a test run of new facial recognition technology at 2 of the stadium's gates. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger says scanning cameras will be at the home plate and third base entrances. The team hopes the innovation will shorten waits for fans entering the stadium. Fans who choose to use facial recognition will need to load a selfie into the MLB Ballpark app on their phones. Those who choose not to will still be able to scan tickets downloaded onto their phones. Last season, 7 MLB teams used facial recognition technology at their parks. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And gas prices have fallen again, both statewide and nationally. Gas Buddy reports the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin this week is $2.88, down almost 7 cents from last week. The national average is down 3.5 cents to 3.4 per gallon. That's down 1.4 cents from a month ago and 10.3 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy said tariffs on Canadian energy could significantly impact fuel prices in the future, especially in the Great Lakes and Midwest regions. In the Wausau area, gas prices range from $2.81 to $2.87 per gallon.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Here are today's vital statistics. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held from 4 until 6 today at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subra, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Chex National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. For Avis Marvine Subra, age 89. And Steve Johnsrud, 71 of Waseca, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday, February 10th at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 until 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71 of Waseca.
Get the lawn repair can conquer pet.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all coming out strongly against President Trump's idea that the United States take over Gaza. Some countries describing the plan as illegal, racist, non-negotiable, and absurd. However, says ABC's Terry Moran,
it is, in fact, a formal statement of policy. He said this is not something off the cuff, that he'd been thinking about it and talking about it. And what he said was the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. He said, you know, we're going to do a job with it. We'll own it.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service suspended packages from China and Hong Kong. This morning, the USPS reversed course on that and said it would accept the packages. And then says it's now working on an efficient collection mechanism for the new Trump tariffs. ABC News has learned that President Trump will sign another executive order today, this one banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. The White House expects the NCAA to change its rules in accordance with the order. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations,